Now, sustainability and food waste is something that we hear an awful lot about. And the huge increase in demand for food from the likes of soup kitchens, Meals on Wheels, other facilities that are providing food to people as we deal with huge inflation when it comes to groceries. Well, it's actually 10 years since the social enterprise Food Cloud was founded, and it's now leading the charge in the climate tech sector internationally. Well, here to talk more about this is one of the co-founders, Evan O'Brien. Evan, look, you're one of the founders of Food Cloud, which has done like some amazing work over the past 10 years. Would you maybe talk to us, first of all, about the journey Food Cloud has been on?
Yeah, so Food Cloud is a charity, and we are set up with a vision for a world where no good food goes to waste. The problem that we're trying to solve is that almost 40% of food produced globally is actually wasted. And when you consider, I suppose, it's a waste of money, it's a waste of resources, and it also raises serious questions when on the other side people don't have enough to eat. So that's really why we set up Food Cloud at the start, to play our part in trying to address that. And I suppose how we do that is we have two solutions. We have one, a retail technology platform that matches retailers and some food service businesses as well to charities in their local community. So for example, Tesco, Lidl or Aldi, you know, in the Kerry region, for example, matching with local charities. So they go directly to the store and pick up food that may not be sold for whatever reason. It could be bakery on the last day, or fruit and veg on the last day of its sell-by date, or it could be a mistake in ordering, for example. There's lots of reasons why there might be food available at a retail level. So that's one solution. And then on the other side, we've got three warehouses, one in Little Island in Cork, one in Oranmore in Galway, and in Talla in Dublin, where we take large volumes of food from the likes of manufacturers, producers, right back to farmers that have surplus, and then charities draw down that product from the three warehouses. So the idea is that the charities and community groups across the country can get access to surplus food that would otherwise be wasted, which is really, really good, really healthy, really safe food, but it gives the charities an opportunity to have access to food, but also reduce their own costs and support communities in whatever way they're doing. So that could be Meals on Wheels, after schools clubs, breakfast clubs, education charities, drug addiction. You know, it doesn't matter what charity it is, as, you know, if it's using food, it can benefit from the service.
I know, especially over the last year or so, we've heard about so much demand on those kinds of services, you know, whether they are maybe an after schools club or, you know, like the likes of a soup kitchen, that there's so much more demand now, isn't there, for those kinds of services. So your service, where you are being able to, I suppose, match up the surplus food with food charities, it's really beneficial, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So like, we did a survey last year, we've about just over 500 charities working with us across the country, and about 75% said they're experiencing an increase in demand for food from their services. So that's pretty, you know, significant. It depends on what the charity is doing as to how their services have changed as well over COVID. So some of our charities like Meals on Wheels or community resource centres, they might have been producing meals, you know, within a community centre or community service, and then they had to pivot and do meals out to individuals and families. So it's been a really, really crazy time for the charities working to support those in need in our communities. And I suppose our role is just trying to make that easier for them by providing them with this access to food. And it's the intermediary between the food industry and the charities. So we're trying to play our part in supporting those kind of frontline charity services.
And we've heard so much, you know, about sustainability and trying to get people, whether on an individual basis or a business, to think about their level of waste. And, you know, sustainability is really to the fore now. But in Ireland, we really still waste such a huge amount of food, don't we?
Yeah, so we waste about the equivalent of €700 per year per family of food, according to the EPA. And like at a national level, we waste just under 1 million tons of food is wasted every year. So it is a massive problem. And I suppose people think of it, and the cost of living crisis has probably made us think about wasting food more keenly as food prices kind of go up. But we think about it as a waste of money, but it's also, you know, a big environmental problem. So if food waste were a country, it would actually be the third largest emitter of greenhouse gas emissions. It accounts for about 8% of global greenhouse gas emissions. And to put that in context, the aviation industry, which gets a lot of attention for its climate impact, emits 2% of our global greenhouse gas emissions. Mm-hmm. So food waste is a massive climate issue. And, you know, sometimes it can be quite overwhelming for households to take action. But food waste is one of the areas that you can take action in your own home. You know, three times a day, you can take action on making sure that, you know, the food you buy, you don't waste, you know, using your freezer, planning, you know, not sticking, you know, robustly to a recipe. If you've got extra things to throw into the curry, do that. So everything you can do around reducing food waste does have a big impact on our environmental footprint as kind of individuals and households, but also as countries, you know, and citizens of the world, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about the cost of living crisis, grocery bills, we're hearing it the whole time. Grocery inflation has hugely gone up, and as well for businesses, the cost of buying food. Yeah, even recently now, I was speaking to the manager and the head chef of a hotel, and they said it's something that they've been working on over the last few years, and they greatly worked on it and really cut down on the cost, and they, I suppose, hadn't realised how much they were actually wasting until they did it. So whether you are a business or whether you're an individual, it can make such a big change to your pocket, and as you say, to the environment as well, because that's something that we really need to be thinking about.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it is, I think it's been put forward, like tackling food waste has been put forward as one of the top three things we can do to reduce the impact of climate change. So it's not something that we don't think gets enough press as it could do, but it is something that, like, it can be tackled individually and on a business and in a community setting. Obviously, all our brilliant charity partners from around the country are working on this every day. So it's just trying to increase the awareness of the link between food waste and climate, you know, and encourage people to, if they're buying, whether it's in a business or a home setting, to make sure to use and enjoy that rather than wasting it.
And FoodCloud, you're a social enterprise, and that kind of model became quite popular coming out of the financial crash. Can you talk to us a bit more about how that actually works for someone who wouldn't be aware of it?
Yeah, so a social enterprise is really making sure that the charity that we have established is sustainable in the long term. So trying to always look at sustainable income sources. So we do rely on fundraising for sure, and we rely on corporate partnerships, for example. But we do also, you know, when we're looking at something, we do see how can we make this financially sustainable. So by way of example, the retailers do pay us a fee per store for the retail platform, and that supports us to continue to invest in the technology and continue to deliver really good services for the businesses and charities. We have just launched a food truck where we're hoping that the proceeds from that will also go back to fund our core. So I suppose it really is, a social enterprise is really trying to find the balance between, you know, fundraising and sustainable income, sustainable traded income. And we try and keep the balance between the two right so that we can continue to invest and deliver in our services for the long term.
And FoodCloud recently was one of the Irish companies included in a report from PwC and Sustainability Works, showcasing the growth potential of the climate tech sector, which is an area that's helping provide a lot more solutions. Can you talk to us more about the growth of climate tech?
Yeah, so we developed a technology platform in Ireland, you know, in partnership with the food industries and the charities here, and then very quickly realised that our equivalent in other countries, they had the warehouse side of things, but they didn't have the retail technology platform. So our technology is being used by Fairshare, which is a big NGO in the UK, and it's also been used in the Czech Republic and Slovakia. And we just got some funding from the Department of Foreign Affairs to look at, could we share our technologies with similar organisations to ourselves in Africa. So really what we're trying to do is, we've developed this technology in Ireland, and can we share that with NGOs globally that can increase their impact and ultimately reduce food waste in their countries, which, you know, it is a global challenge. So what that's demonstrated, and I suppose why we were featured in that report, is that we have developed a technology here that has supported climate issues globally. So we're currently across four markets, but hoping to expand where our technology can be used to create bigger and better impact. So that is, I suppose, really interesting, because we, when we set up Food Cloud, we would have said that Ireland was a little bit behind in terms of food redistribution. But in developing the technology platform, we're actually now supporting other countries and other NGOs increasing their impact. So that is the power of technology in addressing some of the most serious kind of climate issues. So we're really proud to play our part in that, you know, and from here in Ireland as well. It's really, we're really proud of that.
Oh, fantastic. So it sounds like there's lots of plans for the coming years. You mentioned emissions as well. Would that, along with spreading the tech around the world, would they be kind of the bigger aims for the company, for Food Cloud, over the coming years?
Yeah, so over the last number of years with COVID and Brexit, there's been a lot of shocks to the food system, and we've really scaled up to make sure that, you know, where there is surplus that can be redistributed, we're here and we can get it out to people. And then also our technology platform can be shared with our equivalents globally. So really, it's all about trying to always looking at how we can improve our impact, reduce the amount of food that's, you know, unnecessarily wasted here in Ireland and also internationally. So, you know, we are always looking for more food businesses who may have surplus that could be redistributed to charities that we can support, and also more charities and community groups to come on board. So we have our warehouse down in Little Island, which isn't too far from Kerry, and we do routes and have charity and community partners in Kerry. So if there are food businesses and charities that are in the area and looking to get involved, we'd really encourage them to get in touch. In Ireland, we have a target to reduce food waste by 50% by 2030, and it's a big, big target. And while we're proud, I suppose, of what we've achieved so far, we recognise that we need to do a lot more work to reach that target. And, you know, we want to do whatever we can to play our part in that. So if other companies or community organisations also want to be part of that, we just encourage them to get involved and get in touch with us as well.
And what's the best way to do that, whether it is a company with excess food or it's a charity looking to take part?
So if you go onto our website, it's food.cloud. You can get in touch with us via there and we'll be sure to get back to you as well.
Okay, super. Well, look, Eoin, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining me. Congratulations on the huge success of Food Cloud over the past 10 years and the very best of luck for the future.
Thanks a million. Lovely to talk to you.
Eoin O'Brien there, one of the founders of Food Cloud.